USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 36 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. One GOP long shot to become president hopes he gets the chance to debate Donald Trump.
Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie is challenging Donald Trump to show up for the GOP presidential debates.
If he's so proud of his record and he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
While speaking to reporters in New Hampshire Wednesday, Christie said it would be disrespectful to voters if the former president skipped the first GOP presidential primary debate, which is set for later this month. Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate in the debate set for August 23rd in Milwaukee, as he's considered to be the Republican frontrunner. I'm John Schaefer.
A nonprofit legal group wants a United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to investigate Kellogg's over workplace diversity policies the group claims are illegal. America First Legal filed a complaint with the EEOC yesterday, saying the more than century-old cereal maker hiring, training, and promotion practices are designed to achieve a balance based on skin color and gender. USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence.
A recent YouGov poll reveals that 62% of registered voters harbor either major or minor concerns regarding the expansion of AI. Roughly 20% express enthusiasm, while 16% maintain a neutral stance. Responses remain consistent among political affiliations, as 75% of Democrats and 78% of Republicans share the belief that AI might eventually jeopardize humanity's existence. I'm John Schaefer.
Up on Cripple Creek, she said.
Musician and storyteller Robbie Robertson died yesterday from cancer. At the time of his death, Robertson, along with Garth Hudson, was one of just two surviving members of The Band, which rose to prominence as Bob Dylan's backing band in 1960. The band played at Woodstock in 1969 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Again, Robbie Robertson has died from cancer at the age of 80. Subway is offering free sandwiches for life to someone who will change their name to Subway, and plenty of people are interested. The sandwich shop chain says over 10,000 people have submitted entries indicating a willingness to make the name change. Subway will pick one winner. Lance Pry, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than six, and it